Weekend Breakfast
with Refilwe Mpakanyane
on 702 for the curious.
And of course, at this time on a Saturday, we talk to our parenting expert, Nikki Bush. And today we're talking about the need for parents to let kids experiment, to fail and then try again. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning, Refilwe.
In a culture where kids can often be extremely coddled, right? We've got the term helicopter parents. We've got the term tiger moms. How do you strike a healthy balance?
It's such an interesting question, and I came off a conference on Thursday where failure was under discussion in the business context. In fact, in the context of entrepreneurship. And in South Africa, we have, in that business context, this requirement that one must be successful from the first second one is in business.
From the jump, right?
One must be in profit mode from the get-go.
Yeah.
Overseas, it's slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's an interesting thing. As South African parents, we still want our children to do well at everything and increasingly to do well from the get-go.
Yes.
So in nursery school, my child must be getting all fours. There's no room for a one.
Mm.
We must be getting fours on that report.
And why does my four-year-old not remember all her sight words,
exactly,
for goodness sake?
We are so focused on the end point that we forget about the process. And the childhood is actually a process of succeeding and failing and learning from failure and then mastering.
Mm.
So you don't become a master of something, whether it's building with blocks or whether it's writing with a pen and learning your letters, without a lot of repetition, a lot of failure, a lot of rubbing out, scratching out, rewriting, redoing, rebuilding, because those blocks aren't balancing and my construction is falling down.
Mm.
And that's actually how children learn, is through experimentation and failure. What's very interesting at the moment, when you go, particularly in fast-evolving companies and tech-based companies, they have agility managers and the chief director of Agile.
Mm-hmm.
Agile is all the rage in creating new product.
Yes.
And one needs to be agile, quick, nimble, and that chief agility officer's job is to make sure that people within the organization are experimenting and are learning to fail fast, trying lots of new things and failing cheaply and failing fast.
Yeah.
And when products go to market these days, they're not going to market perfect.
Yeah, you've got your MVP, right?
Yes,
so you've
got your beta,
product.
And you send it out to market, and market actually then tells you what the bugs are.
Yeah.
So it's an iterative cycle. You don't have to wait until your product is perfect anymore in order for that product to go to market.
Well, let's talk about how then, as a parent, you become your child or your children's agility manager, right? So you've alluded to that term of iterating until you get to your perfect or the best version of your product.
Yes.
But now we're talking about a child and a child's life and, you know, just the life tools that you're instilling in them. We're not saying let a child fail or fall to the point where they slip a year, right? Or
absolutely
lose a year in a grade.
That's the kind of last thing you want.
Absolutely. What are we talking about here in terms of how to instill a sense of adventure in a child, but not an aversion to experimentation?
Absolutely. So there are areas of childhood that are really built for this kind of thinking. And one of them is sport.
Yes.
Encourage your children to play sport. Because on the sports field, a child is not expected to score a goal every time they get near the goalpost.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and so there is this allowance for failure.
Yeah.
There's this allowance for trial and error. Let's try a new strategy on the field, says the coach. We don't know if it's going to work until we try it.
Yeah.
And coaches will try a number of different strategies until he finds the one, or she finds the one, that works best for this team with this configuration of players with this amount of talent in the team.
And tweak it whilst the game is happening.
And tweak it, because you take that player off in 5 minutes and you put another player on. And, and so you actually do see that sport is kind of a nice microcosm of what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
When your child is learning a new stroke in the swimming pool, they don't start off well.
Yeah.
It actually looks pretty bad.
Yeah.
And with practice and with iteration, with a little bit of tweaking here and there, they get better and better and better. So we tend to allow for more mistakes and failure on the sports field than we would, say, allow in the classroom. Let's take science experiments. Those are quite nice as well.
Yes.
You know, that you try different things. Baking would be another area where you may have failure because you're not always fully in control of everything. Maybe that oven is a bit faulty. I'm living in a rental at the moment, and my oven, I promise you, doesn't work like my oven did in my house that I owned. Yeah. And the one in the house that I owned was faulty, but I knew.
I knew how to work around it.
The thermostat was never right, but I got that thing waxed after 20 whatever years in that house. Whereas I flopped my baking where I am now. Mm. Or you're teaching your child how to bake and you're using baking powder. Yeah. And maybe they don't quite measure exactly because baking is an exact science.
Mm. Whereas, and there are lessons to be derived from that.
Yes.
So that speaks to just the languaging, right? The framework that you're providing for your child as well within those attempts and those possible failures, right? How you frame them, how you talk about them, and how you position them in a child's mind. That's very important.
Very. And so, you know, if you have a cake that flops, what do you do with it? Do you chuck it out or do we make pudding?
Yes, exactly.
Because it's a bit wet maybe and it hasn't cooked properly. Well, how about making custard and creating pudding for
and
the evening?
And repurpose it,
Exactly. Repurpose. So then you take cooking, for example. There's a big difference between baking and cooking.
Yeah.
Baking is an exact science. Cooking, you can have a flair. Mm-hmm. I can put a pinch of this and a pinch of that where you might do a pinch of something else to create a very different aroma, fragrance, taste.
Yeah.
And so once again, allowing for experimentation, self-expression, and sometimes what you cook is going to be a complete failure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have you ever had a dish where someone has over-salted?
Terrible.
It's almost impossible to eat. You want to spit it out, you know. And then here's something that we don't think about. A very good place for children to learn about failure is actually on gaming, as in digital gaming.
Yes.
That is one of the very big pros for allowing children to game because you work through level, you move level up, level up, level up. And obviously there's lots of rewards and things, but you often fail. You get shot around a corner and when you play again, you don't want to get shot on the same corner. Hopefully you learned something.
You absolutely do. And there's also the world doesn't end when you've been shot. You just start again.
You start again. You see, so you have more than 9 lives in the gaming community, which means you can go back, try again and again, try and reach a new level of mastery every time you play that game.
Yeah.
So there is the opportunity for learning, relearning, unlearning.
Yes.
Those are all very, very important concepts in the world today. Then take a game like Monopoly.
Yeah.
Or we had a game, what was it called now? Anyway, we had a game when I was a kid.
Homicide Crazy 8.
Yeah, no, it was not Crazy 8.
Because we were obsessed with card games.
Anyway, but all of those games, you can choose a different strategy every time you play to see what works best.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was called Careers.
There we go.
Where we had to collect happiness points, fame points, or money, or all three, and a combination of all three. So you would set yourself a formula at the beginning of the game, and you had to play to your formula, and everyone's formula would be different. And sometimes you'd play a game and you'd say, well, I'm going to go for all happiness, no money and no fame, and let's see if this works.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'd go equal amounts of happiness, fame and money, and sometimes you'd go for the fame, because when you did fame, you got lots of money, and then you could buy your way through the game. So you see, there's all this strategy, and sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. It didn't. So when you play games with kids, you're giving them a safe space in which to trial different kinds of thinking so that they get more and more confident in their ability to strategize and that it's okay to fail.
Yeah. You know what? As we close off this segment of our chat, I think what springs to mind for me is the idea that actually as your children fail and learn and iterate, it's also quite an important opportunity for parents themselves to fail and learn and iterate, and also to just sort of debug what it is about this particular kind of failure, right? So why is your child not a master in the pool? Why does that trigger you so much?
Yes,
right. Well, are we trying to live vicariously through the kids?
There is that, and I think that would be a great conversation for another show.
Absolutely.
But the fact is that you're not a loser if you fail.
Mm.
And you are a loser only if you don't learn from your mistakes and if you fail to get up and try again, but in a different way this time.
There we go. Deriving from some lessons from life. Now, Nikki, we've got this huge setup over here. in front of me, I see it's a hide and spin monkey. Tell me about this.
Yes, so this is the Bright Starts hide and spin monkey for the 9 to 18 month old.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely so cute.
Yeah.
So this is also about trying and failing and trying again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to turn this on. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's going to make a little bit of a noise.
Yeah.
And this is about putting balls into the top of the monkey's hat or into the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And while you are doing that, let's see, he talks to you and when you press his nose,
yes,
so it's action reaction, all those balls, can't see what I'm doing, start spinning out all over the show, and then your baby has to go fetch them and put them back in the head or in the barrel. Can you hear? So lots of noise.
This is all perfect if you're those kind of people that love toys with lots of audio and sound in them. But I mean, I see you've got, you know, the sort of motor skills being developed, right? It's about your reaction and
put
reflexes
in,
as well.
Take it out.
Yeah.
Impermanence, object impermanence. The ball goes in and I can't see it. It's gone into the monkey's tummy.
Where's it gone?
And when you press the nose, then you make it do something and these balls pop out, spin around, make a noise. So there's sensory stimulation.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is that sense of fascination of picking up the balls again, putting them back in, and seeing if I can control my world.
Yes.
So this is a very, very important part of child development.
And what are we looking at in terms of a price point?
This, as you can see, is quite a large
toy.
It is
a big baby, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it speaks a few different languages too, just so that you know. I think French and Spanish, as well as English. This goes for 850 Rand. And it's the kind of toy that's going to last you a good, I would say, 6 to 12 months.
Yes.
One thing about toys, leave them out for a while, then pack them away, hide them for a week, and then bring them out again.
And the novelty is back.
And even if you hide them for a month, you'll find children play things in a different way because they have shifted brain body space.
Yeah, lovely.
Which is what they do all the time. So, yep, that's my toy review for the week.
All right,
and
fantastic.
People can get hold of me on nikkibush.com and Toy Talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all the selections for the year are going to
Fantastic. So we're going to try ramp up our tour reviews heading into the festive season just to give you some ideas for those kids in your life. And yeah, what's
Absolutely.
Out there.
Absolutely. And to make your shopping easier.
Absolutely. Nikki Bush, thank you so much. We're going to chat again next week.